listener production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier will be at Parliament House in Canberra this morning as the nation gets set to pause for a minute's silence. It'll happen at 9 a.m. before a special service to mark the Queen's passing. Assistant Minister to the PM, Patrick Gorman, says you don't have to be a supporter of the late monarch to recognise her relevance.
The Queen visited Australia 16 times. There are millions of Australians who've seen her across those visits, and this is a chance to reflect on what she meant for Australians and the lessons of her reign for all of us as we go forward.
Well, things will cost a little extra at a number of WA's cafes and restaurants today for the ones that are opening. General retail to open from 11 a.m. this morning. It'll be allowed to stay open until 5 p.m. Most of the big supermarkets have indicated they will be trading today. Overseas, the US president has fired back at Vladimir Putin's threat to Western nations, denouncing them as reckless in a United Nations address. It comes as the Russian president authorized mobilizing up to 300,000 army reserves to the war in Ukraine, while also threatening to use nuclear weapons to protect Russia. Joe Biden says Russia's aggression is an extremely significant violation of the UN Charter.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state and Ukraine's right to exist as a people. Whoever you are, wherever you live, whatever you believe, that should make your blood run cold.
In sport, Alistair Clarkson is denying any claims of misconduct and is shocked by bombshell allegations of his treatment of First Nations players and their families during his time at Hawthorn. The former Hawks coach will cooperate with the AFL's external investigation. One allegation reported by the ABC claims Clarkson encouraged a player and his partner to terminate a pregnancy. Former Indigenous star Eddie Betts telling Fox Footy overnight it hasn't come as a surprise to him.
It is tough and it is hard, but I'm always going to believe the players and the brothers. It keeps happening. We grow up with this stuff.